stand for prayer. I'm going to pray the Lord's Prayer starting today. We usually do this time of the month, which is on the front cover of the bulletin if anybody wants it, or you can go to Matthew 6, 7 through 15. And, you shouldn't have to do that because you have it. Why don't we pray together? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
And so we have Psalm 147a, the psalm of praise today.
Hallelujah. The Lord our God doth pleasure take.
but
And we also have Catherine, which is the Hebrew letter, sung to the Hebrew letter the tune of Catherine. The Hebrew letter is Kaf, and it is part 11, the 11th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Why don't we hum that out just so we catch it good and get started.
Fear while sun and
Moses saying,
Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, saying,
What man soever there be of the house of Israel that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp,
and brings it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer an offering unto the Lord, before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He hath shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people.
To the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, unto the priest, and offer them for peace offerings unto the Lord.
And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor unto the Lord.
And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations.
And thou shalt say unto them, Whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers which sojourn among you, that offereth a burnt offering or sacrifice,
and bring it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it unto the Lord, even that man shall be cut off from among his people.
And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people.
For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul.
Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood.
And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust.
For it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, Ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off.
And every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beast, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. Then shall he be clean.
But if he wash him not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity.
That's the end of that reading. So it's important to kind of pay attention to that verse there. Number one, it fortifies that we don't eat blood. Secondly, it also says that any reason you could not offer a sacrifice today, even if you wanted to, is because you don't have an altar. And so God's taken that away in his own good pleasure, and that law prohibits us to doing that. So many people don't understand that concept, but they say, well, if you keep parts of the Old Testament, do you offer sacrifices too? And you say, no, actually, because we believe in the law, we aren't allowed to offer sacrifices. So we don't have a priest and a Levite and an altar and a temple and all that stuff. So a lot of good stuff in there to pay attention to. A lot of that's quoted throughout the Bible, by the way. It's a very quoted section. So we're in Luke 9, 18 through 36. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark, Luke 9. And we are in verse 18 now. And we're going to have Christian read us that if he's ready to do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Luke chapter 9, 18 through 36. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? They, answering, said, John the Baptist. But some say, Elias. And others say, that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there shall be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And he prayed. The fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen.
Quite a bit you can take out of that section. You know, something that I've read 100 times and just noticed in that reading is that they saw Elijah and they saw Moses. Men saw Elijah and they saw Moses. Well, you may be seated. Bible study. Okay. tell you what, honestly, after reading that section out of Luke, for some reason, it made me think I should have put a message together on that. That's pretty, something about that was a very powerful reading, just to read those things, think about them, think about what Christ did while he was on earth and the amount of glory that he showed to men is just incredible. But I have another Bible study prepared, and it is actually on the doctrine of marriage. Part of our regular worship is this psalm specifically. Because the Bible actually commands us that we are to confess our sins to God and thank Him for the forgiveness of sins on a regular basis. And let's be honest, it's something that we don't always put a lot of thought into. And this psalm really does give us that understanding and let us meditate on it. And so we're going to use this in our confessional this week to get acquainted with it. And we'll read it in our usual way. It's actually the way that this psalm is actually broken down is it's actually done in a responsive form, interestingly enough. Some of the statements that are made directed towards another, and then others are just made as statements. And so it actually works very well in a responsive reading. So I broke it down in that particular order to be used, as others have done before us to use for this. And so why don't we start with that? So I'll just start with the enactment. Let us bless Yahweh for His benefits and forgiveness.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards them that fear Him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him.
For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust.
For as for man, his days are grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them.
The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all.
Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And so this is a good time to reflect on the forgiveness of sin and all the benefits God gives us, like I said. So try to put that into our regular weekly meditation, and we'll try to use it in that way. I think it's good to couple with some of the other scriptures that we use for that very purpose. I'm going to ask Brother Christian to end us in a word of prayer today, if you will.
Dear God, we do thank You for the Sabbath today. Thank You for the rest that You give us. And thank You for another week of life and of breath. Lord, we do just bless Your name, as King David said in the psalm. Help us to bless Your name every single day and all throughout the day. Lord, please help us to take note to what Your word says about Christ in the church and about husbands and wives and our the commandments that You have given to each one of us specifically. Please help us to obey them, God. I pray for me and Marie that You bless our union and our marriage that's coming up, and help us to live for Your glory and Your honor, God, and for Your name's sake. And help us to just be an extra bright light in the church and to the world. And God, thank You for this food that we're about to eat. Would You please help to nourish our bodies and that we would be strengthened by it, Lord. Thank You for the many things that You give us that sometimes we take for granted, that
deliciousness of food and all the different tastes that are in it. Thank you for that, God. And Lord, we cry out for more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and increase that in our lives. And teach us to number our days. And we just bless you, and I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's also remember Mark needing prayer for healing. We try to remember that throughout the week so he can be with us again. So keep that in mind also.